when they go that unbalanced line thing, what's the challenge for you guys getting line?
Just get a line. Yeah. You just got to make sure that you designate who the center is and you get a line properly. And, you know, it creates some different angles that you're not used to as far. But you know, it's something that you got to prepare for and you got to be ready for.
What's the difference with Jonathan Cyprian from year one to year two?
You know what? We are, you know, me personally, I just think Jonathan has grown not only as a player but as a person. But his crispness and his understanding of the defense, so it allows him to play with the proper angles and the proper footwork, that has grown immensely, you know. So, and that's put him in position to make more plays. So, you know, we're very pleased with Jonathan.
It's always important to be into it mentally for players, but against this offense, how important is it to just know what's going on at the line?
Yeah, you know, ideally you want the players to be lined up and ready to go. I mean, that's a big part of what they want to do. They want to get you moving around, not being set, you know, those type things. So we just need to make sure that we're disciplined before the ball snap, that we align properly. Once the ball snap, that we're disciplined and we execute our assignments. I mean, that's a big emphasis. It's hard to do. I mean, they prove. Well, just because of the tempo, I mean, it creates a little bit more something you're not used to that you don't do every week. So, you know, hopefully with the practices that you have and the things that you've done and, you know, that you're prepared and ready to go. Our guys are looking forward to it. It's a great challenge. He's a very good player. I mean, you know, we've seen him. I saw him a couple times in Chicago. We saw him last year, you know, in the preseason here. And you know, so he earned our respect, you know, definitely, and he is a great player now. And, you know, he's a great challenge. They utilize him now, 1,600 yards rushing, 59 catches last year. You know, he's a big part of the offense and what they do.
Getting back to Sip, was there any point last year where he, in your eyes, he kind of made the transition?
Yeah, I think after the open date, you know, after when he had the week off and he, you know, got to think things through. I think after the open date, I think that he started to understand exactly what he needed to do, and I think things started to come to him a lot easier. And that's a big part of it. To play fast, you got to understand exactly what you're doing. In rookies, I mean, the game's a lot faster than you're used to, and the transition takes some time. But, you know, we're very pleased with the transition that he's made.
Two good tight ends up there. How often are they on the field together, and how much do you move them around?
Well, I mean, they play a lot of 11 personnel, but, you know, when they put them on the field together, you know, they're extremely gifted. You know, Selleck is a very good, he's a seasoned vet, and he understands what to do. Ernst is a very good pass, is a receiving tight end, and also could block, but, you know, he's a big threat when he's out there.